Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, John Landecker, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Yeah, they were taking out clock. They took off. The plane took off in airplane. That's what an airplane should do when you're at an airport. And we're going to the airports. We're going to the skies. We're going to the real IDs. We're going to go crazy with the guy who knows a lot about it, Peter Greenberg, a travel expert and host of Eye on Travel on WGN Radio. And, Peter, you are once again on WGN Radio. How the heck are you doing?
Nice to talk to you.
Well, good. Do you have your real ID?
As a matter of fact, I don't, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I already own a valid U.S. passport, and that is my real ID.
Okay,
so
now,
I don't
wait a
need
minute.
The one on the driver's license.
Hold on a second. I've got a bunch of what's the term I'm looking for here? Confusing information. Okay. Is there noise? Are you watching TV or something?
No, believe it or not, I travel all over the world, and I'm right now traveling in Manhattan, so I apologize for that, but here we go.
No, that's okay. Oh, well, Manhattan's very noisy. I was just there. So USA Gov says how to get a real ID, proof of identity. You can bring a U.S. certificate, birth certificate, a U.S. passport, a permanent resident card, a green card if you're a non-citizen. Then you need a proof of social security number, according to this. And then you need proof of residency. So those things aren't contained in a passport.
No, but if you already have a passport, you don't need the real ID. The real ID goes back to 2003. It was well-intentioned, but never mandated properly. In fact, it was a can that got kicked down the road for 22 years. And here we are now with a deadline that happened today. And even today, the TSA is not going to enforce it for at least the next 6 months because nobody really knows what it's supposed to do. The idea was it was supposed to give you verification that you really are who you say you are. And all those things you just talked about, if you went to your state Department of Motor Vehicles, you'd have to provide that information to get that, right? And they put a little gold star in the upper right-hand corner of your driver's license, and you're good to go. But if you're already holding a valid U.S. passport, you don't need real ID. You never will need real ID. It's only for those people who don't have a passport. So if I were you and anybody listening, forget real ID. Just go apply for a passport.
You know, my experience of getting the real ID, that's not my experience. And I've read all sorts of then confusing information as to what is required. Why didn't they just say flat out in the beginning, if you've got a passport, you don't need a real ID? I never heard that. I heard passport to prove that your identity, then proof of your social security, then proof of your residence, not get passport all by itself.
Yeah, it's essentially redundant. If you've got the passport, you are good to go. If you hold a global entry card, you're good to go. So you're right. It's all very confusing. There's a reason why they kicked it down the road for 22 years. It was confusing back then. It's confusing now.
I also read today that they made it, maybe it was just my perception, but it sort of made it sound like if you didn't have this real ID by today and you wanted to fly domestically in the United States, that was going to be a problem. But now I'm reading and hearing from you that the TSA is going to go, well, you know what? You don't have a real ID, but we're going to, do some enhanced security measures of some kind.
Right. What they're going to do is if you don't have real ID on your card and you don't have a passport, they're going to take you out for secondary and tertiary questioning and ask you to provide some more information that really proves you are who you say you are, and then they're going to let you fly. So all that means you'll be delayed another 15 minutes at the security checkpoint, and that'll be the case for the next 3 to 6 months, and then they're going to enforce it. And then they won't let you fly if you don't have it, unless, of course, we go back to square one, you have a valid U.S. passport, and you're okay.
Well, maybe by then it'll be abundantly clear to people like me, because when I went to get my real ID, I had lost my passport, so I had a birth certificate then I had to also include something that had my social security number on it. And then I also had to include some sort of proof of residency, a bill from some, you know, the water company, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So that's what I went through to get this thing.
Well, look, you did it with all the best of intentions. A lot of people are still standing in line at some DMV somewhere in the United States for long periods of time to do exactly what you had to go through. And all I'm saying is you can get around all of that by just having a valid U.S. passport.
Well, what do you know? That's why you're who you are and I am who I am. We'll do more when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 at WGN, John Landecker talking things that happen at the airport and in the air with Peter Greenberg, travel expert and host of Eye on Travel on WGN Radio. Okay, so I am way behind the curve on a lot of this stuff, and I admit my ignorance. So TSA pre-approval, I know what that is. So I'm at the airport over the weekend, and I see people using something called Clear. What's that?
Yeah. Well, Clear is a private corporation that's been allowed under the law to do enhanced and basically faster security, so that they were the first ones to use biometrics, so that they read your eyes, and then you go right to the front of the TSA pre-check line, so you're saving a lot of time. That's in concept, and in many airports, it's exactly what happens. For people who are frequent flyers, that means you never have to take any paper out of your pocket. You don't have to show an ID or a boarding pass. They read your eyes, and you're in. It's done.
Wow.
Now, what's happening in the last, I'd say, 6 months, is the TSA is now beginning to incorporate biometrics as well. So the good news is for everybody else, those lines of the TSA are starting to move a little faster as well.
Interesting. Yeah, I was I flew over the weekend in and out of New York, and took Southwest, and it was a very uneventful, pleasant experience. Everything was on time. Everybody was well-behaved. Going through security, it was all right. I have absolutely no complaints. It didn't seem to be that busy, but it is going to get busy, is it not?
Actually, it's not, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Yes. Aren't you loving this conversation?
Yeah, everything I say is wrong. It's fantastic.
Well, no, yeah. I'm just putting it in context. Here's what's going on. Okay. Since the Trump tariff stuff started and the gyrations of Wall Street started, the drop-off in travel to the United States from foreigners has been staggering.
Oh, yeah.
In some countries, it's down over 42% year over year. That's a significant number, which means a lot of empty seats coming across the pond, and that's a loss of revenue for U.S. travel-related businesses that each quarter will be over $80 billion. That's not just airlines, it's hotels, it's restaurants, it's retail, it's rental cars. And because of what's going on economically in this country and people just being concerned, they're deferring their travel overseas. So a lot of empty seats in both directions, which means airfares on those routes temporarily will go down. What the airlines are going to do is, where they can, they're going to downsize the aircraft so that there'll be smaller planes flying essentially more people. And then domestically, that's where you have to watch out. Decide they want to stay home this summer and travel within the 48 continental U.S. states. Watch airfares go up on domestic flights. Watch hotel rates go up on domestic stays. And every plane being full. It could be the summer of the Great American Road Trip as long as the gas prices don't spike. But international travel right now, it is down significantly.
And you don't foresee any increase in domestic travel then over the summer either, because the rates will go up.
No, I do. Because people are saying, I'm not going to travel overseas. I'm going to stay home.
Right.
And remember, we don't just want to travel. We need to travel. But there's a fear factor there. So people are going to stay home, meaning stay in the U.S. And they'll be traveling within the U.S.
Right. Yeah, I understand that part. It's slowly beginning to sink in.
It's okay.
Any other? What about Newark? I've heard these unbelievably the horror stories about the Newark Airport over there in New Jersey that's having.
Well, you're talking about the air traffic control system.
Yeah.
And by the way, this has been going on for 40 years. It's not new. It's now just being reported in a much bigger and wider way. You have that issue in Newark. You have it in Philadelphia. You have it right outside of Chicago at their air traffic control center, outside in Aurora. You've got it out in California. You have 85% staffing thresholds at air traffic control centers. Not acceptable, because what that means is they're forcing a lot of these air traffic controllers to work mandatory overtime. The one job in the world that nobody should have to work overtime in. It's stressful enough. And it's so stressful, in fact. And the real problem at Newark now is you have a lot of these air traffic controllers on medical stress leave because they're operating equipment and technology that's 30 years too old. And this is the year 2025. So it goes back to the FAA. They have a huge problem, and they have to try to fix it as fast as they can. But I have to tell you, it's not a fast fix. It's a normal training period for a new air traffic controller before they allow him or her to sit at a console by themselves is over 5 years.
Wow. Did not know that. And I'm guessing that all of this requires a reasonable amount of money, and perhaps that money is not as available as it used to be. Would that be true?
That is definitely true, except the money is available. It just hasn't been appropriated where it needed to be, because you need money for training, you need money for staff, you need money for equipment that's first generation, meaning new generation, not old generation. You need money to train people to be inspectors at manufacturing at the Boeing level. You need people to be trained manufacturing, not just manufacturing, but maintenance. And, of course, not just in the U.S., but overseas. None of that is where it should be in terms of staffing levels or training levels. And you know what? That is a recipe for disaster. It's got to be fixed.
Well, thank you for being with me on the air and correcting all my misinformation. I will now tear up and throw into the trash every piece of news print that I got from various sources that obviously was their sole purpose was to mislead me. And I'm never going to trust them. Never going to trust them again. Thank you, Peter Greenberg.
Call me anytime.
I will. Safe travels. All right.
You got it, man.
Thanks. Peter Greenberg, WGN travel expert.